Live from Robin's Nest and the Highwayman's Lodge, it's Punky.
This is Punky. This is Punky.
Gooper, Gooper.
Hello.
Well done, you found Punky Radio. My name's Paul B. Edwards.
My name's Tony Hearn.
And fools die. Listening to Cemetery Surfers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Random Conflict, who are a hardcore punk band from the US who've been going since 1988.
Wow.
Impressive. And a track called Fools Die off their latest album. You can find out more about them by going via their Facebook page, which is...
Facebook.com/Random Conflict?
No, Facebook.com/Random Conflict USA. Find out more about them there. We played a track off or two by them last year, and then I kind of forgot about the album, and then I just sort of noticed it again today and went, oh, we should play something else from that. So my apologies to Random Conflict, and we will play something else from you in future weeks to make up for it, because I'm nice like that.
Cool.
I haven't got a lot of additional material, mate.
Okay.
I did... Okay, this is a section when we ask you to send in your jokes or poems. You have a joke for us, email paulieb@punkyradio.com, titling your email Comedy Suburbs. If you have a poem, do the same thing, but title the email Poetry Corner. The only one I've got is a response to the one that came in from Glombongo a couple of weeks ago, when I thought it was a joke, because he normally sends us a joke, and it said, Happy New Year to you and Tony. Mm. And I sent him a reply saying, that's not a joke. Yeah. He sent a reply to that saying, sorry, didn't like it. So that's about it. I have got news of our competition winner. Do you want me to do that now?
Yeah, can do.
All right, then. We started the competition a couple of weeks ago now, and it was to win a whole bunch of CDs that I've got wrapped up, ready to post. And the question was, the question that you had to get right was, and thanks to everyone who entered, by the way, the question you had to get right was, what does a vampire have for breakfast?
Okay.
The best answer I got was from someone you know, I think, Rem, in San Rafael, California.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. He said, what does a rabbi have for breakfast? A box of sucker dick cereal and a pint of blood.
Nice.
In brackets, 99.9% probability that wasn't the right answer, but hey, it's funny. I have to agree with you. We had a few answers in. One from, I'm just looking here to see who it is from, and oh, I can't bloody find the name now, in San Diego, anyway, said, if I was continuously listening to Punky, I would have been able to offer Tony and his wife, Tony, there you go, information on the best about San Diego.
Yeah,
that would have been kayak good. Tours of La Jolla Caves, also currently, there are whales running off the coast. I don't know how they're running. Amazing. You can see them from the shore. Sweet. Thanks for an old punk loving it for 40 years. You'd be surprised how many people still have it. Unfortunately, I've forgotten to get your name. Your name.
Oh.
I might call you Raphael. No, right? Sam Raphael. Shut up, Paul. Anyway, thanks very much for that comment. And I'm sorry I don't have your name to hand. I've managed to cut and paste everything but your name. People that got it right included Josh, who's a regular listener, and Insane Star.
Oh, okay.
Who not only got it right, but sent me a very nice email saying that she promises me some twats this year.
Not pants.
No, never mind the twats. I want what's covering them. Get it in the post, woman. Scottish Neil got it right. Fred in Sweden got it right. Ken in Colorado got it right.
Wow.
But our winner, with what does a vampire have for breakfast? And the answer was Ready Neck. It's an old joke, but Ready Neck, a Christmas cracker joke, was Ollie in Taunton. And thank you, Ollie, for providing your address. I'll get those CDs and the T-shirt. I found the T-shirt. I said that there was a limousine T-shirt to go in there as well. I'll get those in the postie over the next week or so. Don't hold your breath. Guess what I'm really pleased about, Tony?
What's that?
He's in England, isn't he?
Excellent.
Taunton's in Devon, mate. What a result. But I think this is the... I think we've only had one British winner, who was the one that I went round and actually delivered the things to. Other than that, they've been in US, Canada and Australia so far.
Yeah.
So that saved me a bit on postage. So thank you very much, Ollie. That was brilliant. Right, so I was going to do that later on in the show, but I'm not. I've done it now instead, which means it's time for our next song.
Okay.
Now, you know how the last band was kind of hardcore punk, full on and what have you?
Yes.
But we play the opposite.
Excellent.
This is a band via Bad Afro Records, who do like a little bit of a hippie, psychedelic, what have you got going on. This is a track from the latest album by an artist called The Dandelion.
Right.
So we've had Random Conflict, now we're getting The Dandelion. I thought about putting this in a few weeks' time into our Valentine's show, but it's a bit too lovely.
Okay.
What is The Dandelion's Bandcamp page?
Dandelion.bandcamp.com?
It is indeed. Tony one, Paulie B instead one. I hope I'm saying this right. This is Plebeian Love Vibration, or Plebeian Love Vibration, but I'm going with Plebeian Love Vibration.
Just hide.
You're listening to the Rich Morton sound underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was the dandelion. Now, if you thought that was a bit too light for our show, you need to take more drugs. It's quite straightforward. We got loads of grief about all the goth stuff we did the other week, so I'm just waiting for you to pile in about that. I like it. Chilled out. Nice stuff. Nice album as well. Should you like to find out more, as I say, go to thedandelion.bandcamp.com. There we are. Tony, have you got any Facebook comments for us?
I do.
Is that good news or bad?
Not really. I've got one. Thanks for your Facebook comments. Get in touch. It's New Year. Everyone's back at work and back at school now, so we've got no excuse. Or back at uni as well, of course. Leave us a Facebook comment. Go to facebook.com/punkyradio. Like the page, leave us a comment. That simple. Easy way to get in touch. And we check it every week and read them out. One this week from our Graham.
Oh, hello, Graham.
He says, starting the new year with a goth special. What the fuck? I don't think I've ever skipped quite as many songs in one show before. If Punky does a goth special once every 5 years, it'd be 5 years too often. But fuck me if you didn't redeem yourselves big style with this week's Fine Fine Show. Every song a winner. Yeah, yeah, even the electro goth one. Happy New Year to Paul Beard, doesn't Tony Hearn. All the best, 2014. So you didn't like it, Graham.
That was my reply to that in a minute.
Your reply was, haha, open your ears, folk monkey. The music seemed perfect for the weather. Yes, back to normal this week, and guess after 8 years, we would do a bad review from you. I like folk monkey. It's spitting.
Open your ears, folk monkey.
Yeah.
That was a... I do understand that for the first one of the new year, it was unusual to do a goth special, but the weather was particularly terrible. Everything was really bleak, and I thought goth would fit right in. Hey, you can't get it right all the time, can you? No. Maybe we'll get it right for the next song, Tony.
Yeah, cool.
How about a little bit of rock for you?
Okay.
This is the Liberty Underground, Never Let Up.
I'm here to lose. everything I wanted. I dig down deep on 3 more feet. 3 more feet from the gold. Pushing through, 'cause I didn't come here to lose. I'll live till I die, and I'll never let up till it's mine. Never let up till it's mine. Never let up till it's mine.
Crotch Goblin.
You're listening to Grinder Bats in the background right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
I said in the background rather than underneath us.
You did, yeah.
Thank you. The games, right. I play. What is the Liberty Underground website?
LibertyUnderground.com?
No, the Liberty Underground Band.com. And thanks very much to you guys sending that through. That came through via Music Submit, I should say. Thanks very much for that. Good stuff. Did you do anything last week?
No, we've blocked pretty much housey stuff. I've got plumbing problems in 2 different houses at the minute.
It's back to normal, isn't it? Tony?
Everything's back to normal.
Yeah, so after your 6 weeks of madness, you're back to the plumbing.
Yep, pretty much. We're all
anyway, you're in
back.
The fortunate situation where you've got 2 houses. I've got none. Well, what are yours? Yeah, you can have the one with the bad plumbing.
Oh, like, God,
so the
yeah.
one you went out to, you still went out to What's-His-Face?
Yep, still went out to What's-His-Face. They've got right. a few problems that I've got to go and sort. And then literally 5 minutes before we're doing the show tonight, I figured out we've got a leak in our plumbing here. So, yeah, I'm 2 for 2.
Oh, dear.
Yeah.
Well, oh, dear. Well, anyway, so I did something.
Yeah, what did you do?
Oh, goodness. I went to the Dirty Water dance party in Whitechapel with some of my mates, and we saw in order MFC Chicken, King Slowly Come and Three, and the Dustaphonics, and guess what, they're all brilliant.
Excellent.
However,
yeah,
the only thing I wanted to drink that they had on tap was cider, so we decided we'd all drink cider. Well, it turns out cider puts my dancing shoes on, Tony.
Does it now?
I was dancing like a lunatic down the front. We'd got our sunglasses with one of the things nicked out again for Eric Bacon Strip. Everyone had a great time. It was really, really good fun. And they advertised that they had a couple of after-show parties. Anyway, I managed to lose Steve and Lisa, and they got the last train home. So I went, oh, well, looks like I'm going to after-show parties then. So I went to the first one. £2 to get in. I don't call that an after-show party.
Mm.
It was £2 to get in. We stayed there quite a while. Didn't like the music that much. So had another couple of pints, moved on. As we walked up to the next venue, the person I was with fell over. And then at the next party, we found out that was another... Oh, by the way, we'd gone to that one. We went to the first one with PJ, who runs Dirty War Records, and hello to you. Then he went home on the bus because he could, which left us to go into the next place. The next place was £5 to get in. Christ's sake. But then Spencer from MFC Chicken was DJing, so the music was brilliant. While we were in there, the person who I was with, who was a lady, but shall remain nameless, but was not romantically involved, don't get ideas there, she was just with me, but I think it's only fair that I shouldn't use the names because of what I'm about to say. She was knocked over in this, after falling over on the way in, she was knocked over by a rather large woman who landed on her face. Oh, also... They said to me, you have to bear in mind, the person I was with fell over on the way to the venue, I suspect drunk. When I went to pay to get in, they said, you're too drunk. And I went, no, I'm not. She'll vouch for me. So the woman who just called over drunk went, no, it's fine. I went, okay, then. So we went in smash. She got knocked on her ass and got this girl's bum in her face. Then when that kicked out, we went back. We got a cab back to King's Cross. She was heading south, so we said our goodbyes. And King's Cross in Pancras, I thought, well, I'll get back to Luton, because that's where my car is, that's where Steve is. So I waited at St Pancras Station, Tony, for an hour and a half.
Okay.
Not understanding why there were no trains. There were no trains because there was a bus replacement service. The only thing they hadn't done was put anywhere in the station that there was a bus replacement service. So there's loads of in there looking outside of these buses that are coming and going with no one on them. And then eventually somebody came out and said, you do realise you're getting a bus? No. So I didn't get back to Luton until... Oh, so the bus replacement service went as far as St Albans. Then it kicked everyone off. Right. Just in time for us to watch the train to Luton leave. So we had another half hour wait. This sounds familiar, doesn't it?
It does.
So then we had another half hour wait. I got to St Pancras Station at about 4:45 in the morning. I got to Luton at 8:38. Oh. It's 30 miles. Oh, God. Then I had to wait for a cab, then got back to Steve. Fortunately, he was up so I could get in, have some kit before I was ready to drive home. Drove home, got back the next day, decided, you know what, I don't need sleep. So I stayed up all day, got loads of stuff done, etc., etc., although it wasn't done very well, obviously. Then woke up on Monday. My legs were killing me and I was decidedly groggy and I couldn't work out what it was, Tony. And then I remembered it was probably because it was the first time I'd gone to bed, my legs had caught up with everything else and my body had remembered that I'd gone for it like an idiot.
Blame the cider.
I blame the cider. Oh, I'm now afraid of cider. I've added it to the list of drinks I'm afraid of.
Okay.
That are getting more and more extensive. But fortunately, people keep bringing out new drinks for me to try to not be scared of yet. It's all right. Right, two songs in a row now.
Okay.
First up, from, by a Slovenly Records, and a band called Pi Pi, as in the symbol pie, spelled P-Y-P-Y. And here's some garage rock nonsense for you. After them, you will hear a track by NFC Chicken that we may have played before called Wine, Women and Rock and Roll. But they played it at the gig and it was absolutely brilliant. And I wanted you to have an idea of what I was doing, what music I was doing at the gig. So that's why that's coming along. First of all, what is Pi Pi's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/PiPi?
No, Facebook.com/pages/ PYPY/12260588776574? TREF=TS. And why is that, Tony?
You haven't set a default URL, have they?
They haven't set a default URL, Tony. It's just... So it makes me cry. Ugh. That in 2014, even I managed to set a default URL.
Yes. Exactly.
Come on, PiPi, sort it out. Anyway, fortunately, what they lack in internet experience, they more than make up for a musical genius. Paulie being Internet 3, Tony 1, this is Molly.
Take me, take me, take me.
Uncle Foamy.
Saturday night and I'm on another roll. I've been doing the twist, bam, the jerk of the stroll. There's nothing in my pocket but an empty gaping hole. I spend all my money trying to satisfy my soul with wine, wine, women, and rock and roll. It's 4 a.m. on the Holloway Road. The wind has said, man, the moon is cold. If I once had a soul, well, you consider it sold. No, tomorrow morning I'll be feeling mighty old. But why, women in rock and roll?
Listening to Planet Smashers underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was MFC Chicken and Wine, Women and Rock and Roll. What is their Reverb Nation page?
ReverbNation.com/MFC Chicken.
It is indeed. Tony 2, Paul of the Internet 3. It's turning into quite a battle this week. Have you got any gigs for us?
I do.
It must mean it's time for
Tony's International Gig Guide. 12.
Yep, another week, another two gigs at 12 World Club. Going to do Friday to Sunday. So this Friday, Kid Parrot or Kid Parade, Workhouse, and more acts to be confirmed. It's an Enterprise Studios night, Friday evening. How much do you think that is?
£6.
Yeah, it is. Saturday night, 25th, Top Buzzer, The Role Models, Slow Faction, Seek Destroy, and Red Rag Front. It's London Calling night.
Has our seal of approval.
Saturday night, how much do you think?
£6.
It is. Fine, it's Sunday evening. Heather Andrews and guests. It's a Sunday evening, who knows? How much
£5.
It is £5, yeah.
Oh, nice. There is a pattern developing.
A little bit, yeah.
There is a pattern developing. Right across the road. No, next door.
Next door?
No, right across the road.
Yeah, yeah, opposite, yeah.
Yeah. Right opposite. You see the number of the beast from their window.
Exactly. That's it though for me.
So that concludes
Tony's International Gig Guide 12.
Yep. Well, fair enough then. I'm going to get straight on with the next one. I've messed up here, Tony.
Alright.
Next artist called Evan Russell Safer, or Evan Russell Safer. And I sent him an email last week saying that he was going to be on the show, and he went, great, I've put it about, and obviously he wasn't. He's on this week. I hardly dare say this, Tony.
Okay.
It's kind of a bit goth.
Oh,
I know, but it's electro, metal, punk, super stuff, as far as I'm concerned.
Okay.
See what you think of it. What I want to know is, what is Evan Russell Safer or Safer's website?
EvanRussellSafer.com.
It is indeed.
Ooh.
Tony 3, Paul of the Internet 3, is spelled EvanRussellSafer. And this is Best in Me.
Paul
Twatsical.
You're listening to Mustang Lightning underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the bed this week, Tony.
That's okay.
That was Evan Russell Saffer, or Safer. I'm sorry, I don't know how to say that. Are you doing anything this week?
No, I think I'll be up to my elbows in plumbing work by the sounds of how the past 2 days have gone.
That just sounds like the rock and roll lifestyle you're more accustomed to.
How they roll.
I'm going to Oslo.
Okay.
Yeah, I don't do Copenhagen and Gothenburg anymore, sadly.
Okay.
I've had to knock those on the head for the time being. Might be back at some point. Which means a much easier trip, because I've just got to get to Oslo. That would seem fine. Going on Friday morning, 8:30 a.m. flight.
Uh-huh.
I'm on with Rob Heaney and Susan Murray, who are both absolutely brilliant, and it's going to be a great weekend. If you are in the Oslo area, which effectively means Oslo, and you fancy seeing some English language comedy, do come down to the Dirty Cow this weekend, Friday night or Saturday night. You can find out more about it via via oslocomedyclubs.wordpress.com is the best one. You can get the flyer there and some information about the acts. I'm really looking forward to going back. First one of the year. I have some trepidation, though.
Why is that?
Well, I looked at the projected forecast. The lowest temperatures I've dealt with in Oslo are minus 14 degrees.
Okay.
This weekend on Saturday, they're threatening minus 18 degrees in the day.
Oh dear.
Yeah. It could plummet far further than that at night. Fortunately, it doesn't appear to be snowing. It just appears to be bastard cold. So anyway, I now understand potentially why the Norwegian men wear tights out of necessity, whereas I just wear them for fun.
Exactly.
So yeah, I might have some stockings on this weekend under the old jeans there. I'll let you know, but it's looking particularly freezing. And it's even colder on Sunday, and there is snow when I'm supposed to be flying home. So you're glad you're not on that flight, Tony, because they will be defrosting the wings before we take off.
Oh, dear.
And it could be bumpy.
At least they're not fixing them while you watch.
Oh, yeah, but you're a big Jesse there.
Yeah.
Yeah, so anyway, so that's what I'm doing this week, and I'll give you a relatively full report next week.
Cool.
Yeah. All right, next track. This is a band called Blue Valentines, and we know both the members of Blue Valentines, Tony, because they are Karenia or Karina Kay and Wiley Bo Walker, who have both sent us other things in the past. They've put this duo together that sound more like than a duo to me. This might be a cover version. I don't want to say much more about it than that.
Okay.
Swamp.
Now let me tell you a story. The devil, he has a plan. A bag of bones in his pocket. Got the anything that you want. And no dust, and no rocks. The whole thing is over.
It's over.
All those beauties,
it's all in motion.
All the beauties
gonna swallow you up.
Go high.
Wake up,
young lovers. The whole thing is
over.
It's over.
You can't watch.
Watch, but
touch monkeys.
Touch monkeys.
All that blood.
Blood.
Gonna swallow you whole.
Listening to Dr. Slaggerbury underneath us right now. Thanks for doing such a great job on the beds this week, Tony.
That's okay.
We really need to update these beds. We will do something about it. I'm sorry that I haven't done before now. What is the Blue Valentine's Facebook page?
Facebook.com/TheBlueValentines.
No, it's not, because there's more than one Blue Valentine's. Their Facebook page is Facebook.com/BlueVals. BLUVALS. Paul Levine and Step 4, Tony 3. And that song you just heard is, it is a cover version, and it's my favourite song by the original artist.
Okay.
But right. I'm not going into more detail on that, other than it's really good, and thanks very much for sending that through. Have you got a twat?
I do.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Right, go through your twats first, and then do your bits and bobs, or whichever way you want to do it. I'm just going to sit back and listen and enjoy.
Okay. Yep, so first twat 2014, it's the only one I've got, so do get emailing me. I want to know the twat's name, where they're from, and a reason. Dead simple. Email me now to tony@punkyradio.com. This week has come via AD Doors, but it's not from him. Obviously, right. It was the south of France.
Hello, AD.
Hello, AD. Many thanks for allowing this to come through.
Oh, and I've got an extra twat for this.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah, go on.
So, here we go. So, hi, Tony and Paul. My name is Viv Johnson, a colleague of AD, who is kindly sending this in for me. and Helen's, and at the moment staying with them while we complete some large projects going on in the south of France and Spain. They seem to have many people staying with them throughout the year and always make their guests very welcome. Perhaps you guys would benefit from a stay with them to soak up some sun.
You're going to find out about this in a minute, by the way.
To soak up some sun and drink some cold rosé on their terrace. Helen has reservations on this idea for some reason unknown to me. On the journey into work, AD normally listens to Punky, and we have noticed of late that the user twat feature has been severely lacking in twatage.
Correcto mundo.
Exactly. So I thought I would contribute. A colleague and friend of mine, a Mr. Andy Horn, regularly makes trips to Thailand to sample the local culture, cuisine, sun and sea. On one of these cultural excursions, he made friends with a young lady who accompanied him on his various trips to sample the local hostelries and various entertainment venues.
This sounds so unlike someone from the West going to Thailand.
After a while, the young lady expressed a wish that she was disappointed with her breast size and commented that she would be very grateful if Andy contributed some money for her enhancements, as it would surely enrich the fulfilment for Andy. Andy agreed and gave the young lady in excess of £1,000 for the privilege of being the first to enjoy these enhancements, and duly returned to England to earn some more money for his next cultural excursion back to Thailand. On his return in December, all was not what it seemed. The young lady had indeed had her enhancements, but they had only succeeded in increasing her popularity with other members of the opposite sex.
Fancy that.
And seemed to be making the most of her new assets. Andy returned home without even as much as a fumble or a look at his investment. So why have Viv Johnson nominated Mr. Andy Horn of Plymouth in Devon for his attract, for believing that the young lady would dutifully wait for him to return after paying good money for enhancements and believing he would get first fumble on his investment? Cheers and keep the good work, Viv Johnson.
There's one born every minute, isn't there?
Yeah. Oh, sweet story, really.
Love you long time. He's like, what were you thinking, mate?
I don't know.
Yes, that was brilliant. Yeah, of course. It's not the usual twatting.
No.
This is a sympathetic twatting, isn't it?
Yeah, but still.
This isn't an angry twatting, it's a sympathetic twatting.
So Mr. Andy Horn of Plymouth in Devon, for believing the young lady would dutifully wait for him return and paying good money for enhancements and believing he would get first fumble on his investment,
is a twat. Oh, of the first order. What are you thinking? Yeah. Anyway, there's an additional twatting. A twat addendum, if you will. A twatendum. There's a lady called Caroline Wellborn, and she lives in Fuerteventura, and she runs a bar called Weirdos. I've spoken about the bar before.
Right.
And she and her husband, husband or long-time partner, sent me an email saying, I understand that Helen and AD are going on holiday for Helen's 75th birthday. It might not have been that. they said they've expressed an interest in actually visiting our bar. I also got an email from Helen and AD saying, we're going to go to Weirdos when we're in Fuerteventura. I went, how lovely. You guys are going to get on really well with each other. And they did.
Okay.
They got a second message from Caroline last week saying, hey Paul, we got on really well with Helen and AD. In fact, they've invited us out to see them in the south of France at the end of May, and Steve is coming as well. Right? Are you? Well, I haven't had an invite. Steve hasn't said anything. There's a conspiracy. Anyway, the cat's out the bag, Helen. I know what you're planning here. I know that what she's got planned is quite simply to get Steve out there so he can come back and say what a brilliant time he's had and go, yaboo, sucked, Paul, you're not allowed.
Right.
So I would like to say that Helen of the south of France is a twat. By myself. And Ailey, hello to you, and I know that you would never be a part of such a devilish conspiracy.
No.
If you haven't tried, email Tony at punkyradio.com. We love getting them. Last track this week, Tony.
Okay.
Again, a band we haven't played in a little while now. A band called Nightmare Boys. Nightmare Boys with three Z's, three Z's. Nightmare Boys is a Nightmare Boys, Z, Z, Z. Nightmare Boys. And they're brilliant. And I believe Anne in the States really likes this band, doesn't she?
Anne Kay?
Yeah.
She
really like Nightmare Boys. I would say that any time you're going to get a bit of garage, as in 60s garage, as in garage punk, not that stupid stuff that people shake their booties to, They often have extra letters on the names. It'll be the or whatever. Anyway, Nightmare Boys are ones. Are they from Northern Ireland? I think they might be.
I don't know.
Oh, I can't remember now. Anyway, hello, Nightmare Boys. I just love saying that. What is Nightmare Boys? Bandcamp page.
Nightmareboys.bandcamp.com.
It is indeed, with three Zs. Nightmare, BOYZZZ.bandcamp.com. And thanks very much for sending this album through, Nightmare Boys. I'm going to say that at the end as well. Tony, I don't mean to bring you down, but you have no friends. Nightmare Boys and a track called You Have No Friends, which I realised I shouldn't have said to you, I should have said to me. All of my former friends are going on holiday together. Very nice. Very much for that. Thanks so much for listening this week. Tony, could you maybe run through the internet shows that carry this, the internet stations that carry this show?
Yep, we're on the internet's Talk Superstation, talksuperstation.com. We're on Padunk, Padunk Radio, PODUNK, radio.com. We're on Galactic World Radio, GALACTIC, worldradio.com. And finally, we're on radioandra.se, ANDRA.se.
Yes. Great stations. Hope you had the chance to tune into at least one of them in the last few months. And if you haven't done already, why not? Give them a go. Thanks for listening this week. Say goodbye, Tony.
Goodbye, Tony.
Apoog, apoog, boys!
Let you go! God damn.